time of the miners' strike, I'm a miner's daughter. I'm married to a policeman, a retired policeman now. And but my family's life totally changed because we lived in a semi-rural village. And people who knew us, because we'd lived in the village 10 years or more, just ignored us, totally blanked us. He didn't go on the picket lines. He wasn't involved in that. But it was just a terrible time. The police were pawns in it, really. They had to go and do a job because Margaret Thatcher told them they had to do this job. And they couldn't say, no, I don't agree with it. They just had to go.
I worked at York Carriage Works. I got made redundant in 93. I think it actually shut down in 95. It was all to do with her government and her policies. The skilled men all over York doing what I class as women's work, working in supermarkets, where they could be building trains in this country instead of buying them in from abroad.
It's all very well having change, and we do always need to have change and to grow and to evaluate, but it can't be totally uncontrolled, which was, she was totally laissez-faire, wasn't she? You know, stand not just one step back, but several paces. You've got to have controls in place. Similarly with industry, yeah, let it flourish, but not at the expense of everything else.
My own personal thing was public transport. And I couldn't believe in the early 80s what we were told the Conservative government was planning to do to the industry, but they did it. They totally wrecked it. It was a public service. And it was the same as the public service that was provided with the drains, with the water, with the gas, the electricity. And she and all her colleagues hated anything to do with public services. It must make a profit. And at the top of that, there's a fat cat taking all the money, which is what's happening now.